And I give you a little taste of what this guy's going to say. Basically, compared to some of the stuff he heard when he was in Atascadero, which is a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane, should we judge our criminals on the curve? Should we penalize them on the curve? That's the discussion coming up tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Time now for our By Request flashback. And we're very gratified. We get so many requests for this one. It's like the way we run our flashbacks is I guess, the way a lot of music stations run their favorite songs, or the songs that get the most requested, you know, action on the phones are the ones that get played. So this is one of our big ones, and it's requested here by Jamie Mascaren in Charleston, South Carolina. He writes, "My name's Jamie Mascaren." And then that's all he writes, and we just guessed that he won. No, he goes on to say, "I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Can you play Mavis Leonard's All You Can Eat Negro? I love that bit. On a separate note, there's a guy I know who sounds exactly like Jeff Dowder, except he's real. Thanks, Jamie Mascaren." Thank you so much for that unneeded information, Jamie. And here it is now, All You Can Eat Negro.
Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I feel that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. In other words, in hell.
I don't know. I fear he's not with the Lord, though. And because they ate part of his body like a limbo.
You fear that Roman Catholic communionist, they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right, we have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yes.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when you receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because
you've
been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing, though.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of a man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, ma'am, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body."
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, "Take and drink. This is my blood." And again he says, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you."
Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
And I'm just calling to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh at
no,
me?
Phil, can I ask
you
a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Yeah. Ma'am, let me ask you a question here.
It's like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone.
Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it?
What's it called, man?
All You Can Eat Negro.
So, I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. That's by request, our flashback for this evening, All You Can Eat Negro. I got to tell you something. I'm 52. That bit was from 1997. Okay, so we're talking 8 years ago, which means I was 44 at the time. I sound like that much younger? Did you hear my voice? Hi, welcome to KFI AM6. You know, another, it wasn't that bad, but it was way up. Do we continue to, do our voices continue to age as well as the rest of us? I mean, I can listen to, I have tapes of myself when I was 16. And if you at home, any of you guys have any tape recordings of yourselves when you were kids, it sounds exactly like you, only speed it up. That's exactly what our voices younger sound like. I wonder what Lloyd sounded like when he was a kid. You know, we should get him on the phone and find out what Lloyd sounded like when he was a kid, because he's so freaking old. I wonder if he had a squeaky little voice. But it's funny to me that at this point in my life, my voice could actually change, but it has. It sounded a lot, I don't know, sounded...
More gay, I think.
I didn't say more gay, did I?
Well, I mean, I don't mean gay, but it's more effeminate.
What is?
The way you were on a tape.
You mean the All You Can Eat Negro?
Yeah, it's all... welcome to KFI.
It didn't sound like that.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
No, it didn't, man. I was listening to the same thing you were. You're full of crap.
It was really very swishy.
Bull crap. What do you mean swishy? It was just younger sounding.
It was, I'm glad you sound like you do now. I'm glad I didn't even know you back then. If I had known you back then, I'd have been very frightened for... my private area.
You know what, man? Before I smack you, maybe you should leave.
Well, you can't hit me.
Get out of here now. Go get me coffee. Go get me one of them Diet Cokes I asked you for like a half hour ago.
Just because I said you sound like a swish.
Yeah, and that freaking tape, I didn't sound like a swish. I just sounded more, I don't know, it's squeaky or something. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, Hal and Viola will visit us. Bob Bakian is over the Vatican in Rome, where the Pope is taken ill. He has a problem relative to his larynx, believe it or not. Larynx spasms. I don't know if that's life-threatening. I mean, in my gig, it would be bad. I don't know, the Pope, what the hell? All he has to do is go out on a balcony and wave. Who cares what he sounds like, right? I mean, he probably doesn't want to talk. I mean, if he had a problem with his right wrist, maybe he can't wave that hand, you know?
Swish.
And we'll also have, my understanding is Kyle Holster is going to be coming in here.
He's outside right now.
Kyle Holster is from the West Los Angeles Yoga Institute. How are you doing, sir?
Hello, Phil.
How are you, sir?
Phil, I'm very good. Thank you.
And you were, I was on here talking about my bad back, and you've come in, Bud contacted you?
Well, he told me a little bit about you had a problem with your back, and this is something that yoga can deal with. And what I'd like you to do right now, I brought a yoga mat.
This is a yoga mat, huh?
Yeah, you're supposed to lay on it.
No kidding, man.
And Phil, would you stretch out down there?
Now let me strap on a remote microphone here so that people can... Get your hands off my neck. I'll do it, okay?
Just trying to get your collar loose.
I'll do it. Okay, now I'm down on the yoga mat here. And my problem is, Kyle, is I've got a, I guess, a sprained sacroiliac.
I understand what that is. And a sprained sacroiliac is your hip bone, for want of a better term, has positioned itself, sort of skewed itself. This is a wonderful exercise for that malady. This is called the Arkarna Dhanusana.
Okay, and what is that?
It is it's Hindu Sanskrit. Now sit down here on the ground, the Akarna Danusana. Stretch your legs out in front of you like that, Phil. That wasn't me.
Guess it was, everybody at home.
That was you making a noise.
No. It made you fart because you're the...
Excuse me for just a moment, will you, Kyle?
Certainly.
Get out of here.
You can't...
Get out of here. All right, so you want me to stretch?
Yes. Now, put your leg up over behind...
I can't, it's hard for me.
I can help out.
I think I need the young man's help.
Go ahead, bud. What are you doing, man?
Trying to get your leg up.
Perfect. Now, stay that way for about 20 minutes.
What are you talking about? Get your hand off my leg. No, he said you got to stay that way. Get it up. Hold on. God. Mr. Hall's on the phone.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes.
I think this is great.
What do you think's great?
I like this yoga segment. Go ahead, bud. Keep his leg behind his head.
Okay, now stay that way, Phil, and your lower back will feel just great.
Get your hand off my leg, bud.
No, Mr. Hall said,
get your hand off my leg.
No, I want your leg to stay there. It'll stretch you out, and you won't have the back problems, and you won't be such a pain in the ass to work with around there.
Gah!
Now take the other leg, Phil, and stick that...
What are you doing, man? You said you gotta have it back behind your head. Stay that way. You're all pretzeled up. Just the way we like you.
Yeah, keep them like that.
Gah!
Good show. For you today, yeah, I've got my psychiatrist. Gonna be on our program. My psychiatrist, his name is Paul Rumford. Paul Rumford. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Ozzy.
And you have been treating me mentally for a long time, right?
Well, I have. I've been feeding you pills is what I've been doing, basically. I haven't really treated you. Your wife advised me to just keep you medicated and keep you fairly domestic.
All right. Well, can I drink? Can I have a drink?
No, I wouldn't recommend it. Not with all of the chemicals flying through your system. You take one drink, and you will probably lapse into a coma.
Oh, that's funny. But, okay. Oh, no. Do that right now. You had an issue with my record, Blizzard of Oz. And I want to know, you know, what's wrong with that record?
Ozzy, I don't have an issue per se with Blizzard of Oz. One song in particular, though, Crazy Train, offends many people... in the mental ward, if you will, in the Nut Factory or the Laughing Academy. A lot of the people there.
I don't understand. Are you saying that I've got a song with crazy people don't like that Crazy Train?
That's correct. Crazy Train is offensive to people who are mentally disturbed, who are paranoid schizophrenic, individuals who are borderline, individuals who may have some form of fractured personality, mental miasma, these kinds of things.
Well, what do you recommend?
Well, I recommend that you never play the song, but I tell you what we can do is play it right now.
Oh, good. I like it. I think Randy was on this one, right, Chris? Randy was on this one.
Randy Rhodes.
God bless him. Randy.
I'm not familiar with him.
Well, you should be, you piece of turd.
Well, I don't know who he...
Well, Randy Rhoads, a great guitar player, is on my wonderful, wonderful young man. Right, this is Crazy Train.
Didn't Randy sleep with Sharon?
You piece of turd.
What I'm asking you, Mr. Osborne, is if we could change the song to Mentally Challenged Train or...
Well, I know. Here's this song.
Look it. Let's talk to Bob Segrin. Bob is a... mental deficient from the Atascadero Hospital for the Criminally Insane. And,
all right, let's get Bob on there. Is Bob going to say that it's a song? Songs offensive?
I believe so. Bob, are you there?
Hi, I'm very good, thank you.
How are you today, Bob?
Hi, I'm very good, thank you.
Bob, the song Crazy Train, how does that make you feel?
I'm very good, thank you.
The bloke's saying the same thing over and over again.
That doesn't matter. Bob, the song Crazy Train, isn't it offensive to nuts like you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And Law Talk with Harvey Wireman, along with perhaps a visit from Chris Norton. He has some advice for Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston and who knows what else on our program this evening. And coming up tomorrow night will be Clara Bingham. We also have Blaine Baxter, and he'll be delivering another edition of Wandering Eye Poetry. So, and I don't know if you've heard Wandering Eye Poetry. It's to explain, it's Blaine is one of the premier poet laureates of Great Britain, but he has one eye that drifts. So he'll be in the middle of reading a poem, and then suddenly his eye catches something else. And it's a little tough, but he is so brilliant at the poetry that he reads and that he writes, we can't resist having him on the program. That's a little bit later on, as well as perhaps a President Bush inauguration question we'll get from a caller and the Johnny Rotten Show. All ahead on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So Ozzy Osbourne's suing his doctor, really? Because the guy was loading him up with all kinds of pills? Well, what's wrong with that? If I could find a doctor like that, I'd be a hell of a lot happier than I am. How come guys let off? Well, I know he's got the money. I understand that. Now, what exactly is wrong with Ozzy Osbourne that he needs to take pills? Other than the fact that he may drink a little too much. What, is the guy too wild? Reminds me of Francis Farmer, man. Why don't they just lobotomize the guy? What, Chris? You were going to make a, because I know you're an aficionado of
Ozzy. I think he has anger issues.
Anger issues?
Yeah. He tried to strangle Sharon once.
Yeah?
Okay.
What's wrong with that? I would, too. I got a load of her for 15 minutes. I wanted to strangle her. Are you kidding me? That guy's living with her how many years? I say it's an incredible self-control. Half the people that watched that show wanted to strangle her a long time ago. Thank God that show is gone. Oh, thank God. And not because I don't like Ozzy Osbourne. I thought he was fascinating to watch. I just don't think that I'm wrong when I say the reason why people like that show is to watch Ozzy Osbourne stumbling through his day, not listen to her and those two brats. One of them a drug problem, the other one daddy's little girl run badly amok, and poor Ozzy stumbling through it all. Dude, let me tell you something. Ozzy, I understand you need her because she keeps you, what, medicated? But sometimes you just have to stand up, look in the mirror, and then fall back into bed. Yeah, she's really protecting you, man. When they took you over to England to do that show, whatever it was, he got out on a snowmobile and just about broke his freaking head off. Just about left his head hanging from a tree limb. Yeah, like I said at the time, and I'll say it again, who's in charge of him anyway? But I just personally believe that it's best that they move on now. That show is fine. I think he's interesting. She's just dandy. She did that show, that talk show, where she was going to tell everybody how to be a mom. Come on. This world is so full of serious questions that must be answered. We don't need the mother of a aspiring monkey on my back, freaking Barney Ross, to be the host of a talk show where she's going to tell us all about how it am done. I'm a mother. Hello, I'm Sharon Osbourne. My son is currently tied to a gurney at a Tascadero. Oh, that's great. Hi, I'm Sharon Osbourne, and this evening I'm going to tell you about what it takes to be a great mother. We'll be talking with my son, who's right now restrained in Ward B at the Camarillo Psychiatric Center. Hi, son. See? Isn't he a great boy? And my daughter, who is overweight, untalented, frightening looking, and by God, she's just a great kid. No, that little girl is fine if they let her, pretend like she's a rock star. You know what she's going to grow up to be? I bet you anything she's an RN. I bet you she'll be shooting like Demerol into some construction worker's asses somewhere. You know, just, okay, bend over, Mr. Joe. Well, you shouldn't lift that wheelbarrow.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Relax, Ozzy. Make yourself a couple of more records. Go back to drinking is what I say. You're going to sue your doctor for putting you on too many pills. What's the difference? Now, if he's got anger issues, why doesn't he take one of them anger management classes? Look, there's all kinds of great antidepressant drugs. You don't have to take bottle after bottle. Make sure you take your Effexor, Ozzy, and
right.
And then, on top of that, your Prozac, and then, of course, your Quaaludes, and make sure, and he's taken 46, screw it, give the guy a big, fat bottle of Hennessy. Let him go out back and slug that thing down while he's mowing a freaking lawn. All right, so he beats her up. The rest of the world, though, enjoys him. Of course, I'm kidding. Domestic violence is never the answer, unless it's a guy sleeping with your wife. Then, I would say, in the, you know, confines of your own home, I'd shoot him. But that's just me. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, we come back here, we'll have Darren Brown, the program director of C93, will be talking with us. And an edition of Scared Straight Disneyland Style. Also, Bob Bakian reporting on the controversy around this inaugural prayer. Should we mention God at the inauguration or should we not? Who cares if the cat wants to mention God? Right on to Wrightwood, man. It ain't going to bum me out. Whatever. That's what's wrong with the world today, man. Forget about all the towel wrappers and ragheads. Some guy standing up there and he drops the word God every 5 seconds and people are just uptight. Yeah, take a look at your life. Are things all that bad? Really? You're living in some kind of a gulag, huh? Swear to God, man.
He's going to take everything back to religion and there'll be no separation of church and state.
Every 10 years there's a new panic. This is the panic today. You know what it was 10 years ago? Guess what it was 10 years ago? Because I was there. I was doing talk radio. Women will lose their right to choose because George Bush Sr. was going to pack. You remember that? Well, it ain't happened yet. You want to know why? Because the American people won't let it happen. That, oh, God, they were going ape crap. He's going to pack this up for you. Just watch. Women will lose. Oh, God. It didn't happen, man. Ain't going to happen now. It ain't going to happen 10 years from now. I can only hope it can, but it won't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
You in the back. Stop the tram, Eddie.
Oh, I gotta get to the...
I said to stop the tram. You in the back. You want your arms ripped from the sockets. Do you or don't you?
Well, of course I don't.
All right. Then pay attention. Because if you don't pay attention, and you decide, oh, gee, I think I'll just take a picture, and your arm gets caught under the wheel of the tram, it'll get ripped from the socket. The guy in the back there's giving me the lip?
Yes, I'm here with my wife and kids.
Oh, is that right? Well, not anymore. See that pack of cigarettes I just gave to Tram 6, the guy that's going over to Pinocchio? Your ass belongs to him. You're getting out when I tell you you're getting out. You're not getting out of Daffy Duck. What if I wouldn't let you out of Tinkerbell?
Well, I parked at Daffy Duck.
I don't give a sweet crap. Now, once you get into the park, you're going to have some kicks. While you're out here on the tram, your rear end belongs to me. Now, you see, okay, look at that. See the kid that's sticking his hand out there?
Yes.
Okay, pull the kid's hand back in. Otherwise, he grows up with no hands. Why? Because he stuck his little baby paws out there while another tram's going by, and they're shredded right off of his wrists. You ever seen something like that? I have. I've seen it. I've seen a kid lose his hands.
I was just listening to what you're saying.
You listen to what I'm saying? Really? With that smart-ass look on your face? Okay. You know what? I'm selling your ass to the guy that's driving over there to Frontierland. Bobby, you want? Yeah. I got some fresh meat for you. Get out.
Wait a minute. I
said to get out!